Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO and founder of U-Turn, the president of Switch and Shift, co-founder of ForwardHeroes.org, co-author of A World Gone Social, along with Ted Coyne and Coyne, I guess is how you pronounce his last name. And he's our good friend, Mark Babbitt. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure.
It's good to have you back. So we're in a lot of different ages, aren't we? You know, we're in the digital age. I wrote a book called the Age of the Customer, and we're in the information age. And then now you've come up with another one called the social age.
Well, yeah, you know, isn't it funny? Ages used to take decades.
or centuries, maybe.
Yes. In our last two major ages, that's true. And now it seems they're coming every 4 or 5 years. So,
yeah.
So, when we started writing A World Gone Social, it occurred to us that the digital age didn't quite represent what was happening in the world. And so, we started referring to it as the social age, because let's face it, ever since social media became not just a way to communicate with our friends and our loved ones, but how the world runs today, how businesses are run today, digital age didn't seem to cover it all. So
it's not just a means to an end anymore. It's a way of life, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And boy, especially, you know, it used to be we could look at anybody under 35 and go, oh, their noses are always down. But now it's anybody under 85.
I mean, that's right.
My 80-year-old mother is on Facebook and social media more than I am. So it's not just the college students. It's not just the millennials and Gen Z. It's not just the young leaders. It's everywhere, and it's how we communicate now.
It's become a fabric, hasn't it? It's just a network, right? I mean, there's so many ways to connect and cross connect.
You send me a
LinkedIn, and if I don't get to LinkedIn quick enough, it sends me an email telling me you sent me a LinkedIn.
Isn't that true? And it's a little annoying, actually. But I'm getting to it. But here's what's really important, Jim. For those of us that are running our own businesses, from solo entrepreneurship all the way up to, you know, a mid-sized business, as a leader, if we're not on social, we don't exist. And that's a little scary. Especially for those of us non-digital natives. I'm in my mid-50s, and social did not come natural to me. Communicating online did not just happen. It required effort, and that effort only came when I realized that I wasn't communicating well with my community members, with my customers, with my employees, if I personally wasn't active on social.
Right. Yeah, and it's the truth. And, of course, being active on social is a real challenge for small businesses. And I'll give you an example. I'm going to put it up here. I have a we polled our audience this week about that. And it wasn't good. I mean, the results so far has not been good. Let me put it up here. That what small business owners are really struggling right now with this, and what we're looking at right now is that we asked them. We're very focused on social media. It's working for us. First, well, we asked them how much resources and time are you devoting to social media, and 11% says it's working for us. 11. 18% says we focus on social media, but it isn't producing expected results. 18% said that. Buckle up for these next ones. We have a social strategy, but we don't count on it. 4 out of 10 said that, almost 40%. And we don't have a social media strategy, just a little bit less than that, said we do not have a social media strategy. So about 3/4 of our respondents, well, actually, like 90% of the folks who responded to us, for the small businesses, were either in some form disappointed in what they were doing. It's a real challenge for small.
That is a challenge, and I have to tell you, that's a little scary. It's a little scary.
It is.
To see
we're eight years into I mean, I marked 2008 as the year social became official.
Agreed. We use the same time frame, and the time for, I hate to sound overly blunt, but the time for learning curve is getting past us. If we're not on social, if we don't have an effective strategy as a small business owner for social, we will become obsolete. We're going to get Uber.
What do you think is the reason why the learning curve, the adoption curve, is taking so long for small business?
I don't think
my responses are aberrant.
No, they're not. And we see this all the time. It is almost exclusively chalked up to a comfort zone issue. You know, human beings don't like to change. We'd like to leverage what we already know. And social, for a lot of us, is a different way to interact, a different way to communicate.
Yeah.
It exposes us personally, when really all we're trying to do is expand our business professionally.
Right.
So there's a lot of comfort zone issues here. But here's what's fun is, you talk even, you know, in our practice, we talk a lot about the old white guys that aren't
right.
digital native. And when I say old white guys, I mean that quite literally. It's older, gray-haired, white
right.
males who have a huge time adjusting.
Careful. I don't think that's who represents our respondents. But here's what I think, Mark. I think it's because social is not quick in terms of ROI. Most small business owners need quick ROI, and it's we don't have enough people and resources, or at least we don't, too many don't devote it time and resources to a strategy that will ultimately pay off. I just think that's where it is. It's not quick enough. It's too much brand building and not enough sales. And I think small business owners get disenchanted with it very quickly. Mark, I need your website.
I
need your website quickly.
It's U-Turn, YOUTERN.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called A World Gone Social.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.